Hey guys, this is James from Thoughts on Life Today. And today I thought I would talk about the two emotional states that control everything in your life. See, there's so much of our life that is controlled by emotion. And most people never really realize the power that emotion has on them. There's two emotional states that control everything that you feel, think, and actually experience in your life. And these two emotional states are really the difference between successful people and unsuccessful people. Those two emotional states are fear and love. And see, everything that is positive and good and it feels great in your life comes from a state of being in love and being in unconditional love. This is why all the great spiritual teachers have taught to experience and to find a state of unconditional love for other people, for yourself, for everything in creation. It's because this state of love is very empowering. And this is what's going to help you to transcend failure, lack, and all those things that you really want. When you're working with the law of attraction, when you're working out of a state of love, you're going to attract those positive things into your life. Fear, on the other hand, is the other side. And this is where, honestly, most people are operating out of a state of fear. And most people don't want to admit that they're operating out of a state of fear. They've been taught all these things to hide fear from other people. And what they tend to do is they tend to start hiding that fear from themselves. This state of fear is what causes low self-esteem, low self-confidence, doubt, fears of not having something when you need it, fears of, you know, lack. All lack comes from a state of fear. All lack comes from a state of being disconnected from love and from your true source. A lot of the great spiritual teachers throughout history have taught that to connect with your source, to connect with your creator, you have to connect through a source of love for that creator and for all of that creation. My personal belief is that we have this state of love. And when we find that state of unconditional love, which very few people really attain that state completely, when you can attain that state of unconditional love, it's very empowering and it helps you to bring positive things into your life. There's been very few people throughout history that have ever actually been able to live and maintain a state of love throughout their entire lifetime and never have fear encroach upon them. And these have been the greatest spiritual teachers that we've ever had. They've all experienced this state of love, and through that state of love, they've been able to connect with a higher source of understanding than human potential allows us to. But when we're operating from fear, we're disconnected from that source, from that creative source that we all come from. Being in fear disconnects us from that source. So that's one of the things that you really need to work on in order to achieve true success and mastery of yourself in your life, is to learn how to get rid of the fear and bring about love. There's a lot of things that influence fear. There are a lot of things that influence fear in your life. There's a lot of things that influence this state, your parents, and it's not a matter of blaming. I don't want you to get into blaming. Blame comes from fear. Blame comes from a source of lack and fear and not needing. So this isn't meant to blame anybody. But parents do teach their children fear. They teach them their beliefs, and a lot of their beliefs come from a state of fear. That's why you have what they call true beliefs and untrue beliefs. There's very few things that are absolutely true in this world, but there's some people that are so ingrained in their beliefs that they believe their beliefs and their opinions, which are really just beliefs, to be fact and to be absolutely true. And they're not absolutely true because they're operating from a state of fear and they cannot see anything outside of that state of fear. So,